FM 90.3 WJTL Highlands Worship, Wonderful Things. For King and Country, love me like I am. Good morning, Liam and Fred with you on a Tuesday at 7:19.
Weather-wise, today's looking cloudy. Chance of some showers and thunderstorms there as well. High 80 degrees. Tonight, cloudy. Chance of some more showers and thunderstorms rolling in. Low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Chance of some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High around 79. Currently in Harrisburg, 68 degrees. In Lancaster, 67.
This morning, our very special guest, Dr. Jeremy Campbell. He is the North American President of Global Disciples. Good morning again to you.
Hello again. Still here.
Yeah, still here. And I know you just started in May with Global Disciples. Prior to that, you had been a teacher at Lancaster Bible College.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about your role and how that fits into what's happening at Global Disciples.
I'll be happy to. The Lancaster County individuals, men and women, businesses have been really faithful in their support of Global Disciples over the years, and have funded a large portion of our work all around the world. But our training programs that I described earlier are growing like weeds, if you will, with a good analogy for right now, right?
Yeah.
It took us 21 years to get our first 1,000 training programs. But then it took only 4 years to get to the next 1,000.
Wow.
And then 2 years to get to the next 1,000.
Wow.
And our team is telling us that they can do 700 to 800 training programs in the next year alone. Wow. That requires a tremendous amount of funding.
Yeah.
And so we can't go to the well too many times here in Lancaster County. So they've highlighted my role to help us with our North American operations, especially as we try to extend our reach.
Yeah.
Beyond just Pennsylvania. There are 49 other states dying to help out, we're sure. And so that's the goal, at least we're hoping that's the goal, to reach out, to expand, and to free our CEO, Galen Burkholder, up to focus more on the direction of the ministry, work with our international teams a little bit more, and not have to worry about the business side of things happening here in the States.
So that's what you're doing. Now, did Global Disciples start right here in Lancaster?
It has, yeah. Yeah, we've
and
been
how
here
many
for like
years?
27 years now.
Okay.
Of working, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you recently traveled all over and you saw this growth. You know, what's the impact of it for the gospel?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, lives changed, people impacted when they hear the gospel. You know, in third cultures and in other parts of the world, you know, there's a lot of spiritual oppression, and you see people being set free from whether it's health issues that have come up or other spiritual oppression that is happening. Just to see lives changed and to hear our facilitators every day share testimonies of how God has moved in the lives of people. Protection. We had a group last week who traveled to northern Ethiopia, an area where there's been armed conflict, and they were able to do some training programs. A little bit of personal risk, but God protected them through that. It brought them there and back safely, and more people were trained, and the gospel's going to go forward even more.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing to see how faithful God is when we step out in faith to follow Him.
Yeah. Now, I know you want to expand into other states, but for our listeners, if they want to support you, if they want to pray, if they want to find out what you're doing, what's the best way for them to do that?
Easiest way is globaldisciples.org. Go to the website. We also will have multiple events. We regularly do events throughout the year here in Lancaster County, so we'll be publicizing them on our website as well,
yeah.
Different events. We do some banquets in the spring, and we're planning some new things as well. So that's a great way. The website is a one-stop shop to figure that all out.
And you have some job openings as well, you mentioned.
We do have a couple job openings, yeah. So if you have a background in sales, customer service, you want to get into partnership relations, marketing, a couple other, you know, practical functions, not just ministry-based, but we have lots of opportunities for you.
And that's certainly an item of prayer, because I know there are a lot of ministries locally that are in need of workers, and the workers are few, as the Bible says.
That's right. That's
right.
We often think of that as frontline workers, but we need a few here too.
Yeah, definitely. Well, check it out online, globaldisciples.org. There's also a place for you to click on about finding out how you can pray, how you can give as well. Jeremy, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Great,
this has been great.
Great to meet you. Back to the music we go. This is Dan Bremnes with Fingerprints on WJTL.